thank you for listening to this podcast. It's a sharing on the reflective thoughts on solitude by one of the great spiritual teachers of the 21st century, Thomas Merton. And he says this: the solitary life is full of paradoxes. The solitary is at peace, but not as the world understands peace. Happy, but not in the worldly sense of a good time, going but unsure of the way, not knowing the way, but arriving but likewise departing. The solitary possesses all riches but of emptiness, embracing interior poverty but not of any possessions. The solitary has so many riches he cannot see God, so close to God that there is no perspective or object, so swallowed up in God that there is nothing left to see. There have always been solitaries who, by virtue of a special purity and simplicity of heart, have been destined from their earliest youth to an eremitical and contemplative life in some official form. His solitude is neither an argument, an accusation, a reproach, or a sermon. It is simply life itself. It not only does not attract attention or desire it, but remains for the most part completely invisible. Do not flee to solitude from the community. Find God first in community, then He will lead you to solitude. The great work of the solitary life is gratitude. The hermit is one who knows the mercy of God better than others, because one's whole life is one of complete dependence, in silence and in hope upon the hidden mercy of our Heavenly Father, Mother God. Returning to the fundamentals of the spiritual life, the supreme dominion of God, existing for Him, realizing that He is everything, and that my life has no other reason than to proclaim that fact. What other possible importance can life have than to belong entirely to Him whose will is life, and to belong to whom is life most perfectly, if we only give Him everything? For He is the life of everything that He entirely possesses. Therefore, I give Him my freedom. And here I would like to share with you a heartfelt prayer by Thomas Merton. My Lord God, I have no idea where I am going. I do not see the road ahead of me. I cannot know for certain where it will end, nor do I really know myself. And the fact that I think that I'm following your will does not mean that I'm actually doing so. But I believe that the desire to please you does in fact please you. And I hope I have that desire in all that I am doing. I hope that I will never do anything apart from that desire. And I know that if I do this, you will lead me by the right road, though I may know nothing about it. Therefore will I trust you always, though I may seem to be lost and in the shadow of death. I will not fear, for you are ever with me, and you will never leave me to face my perils alone. Be still now and allow your heart embrace the energies behind the gift that I've shared with your heart. The gift of whether the solitary appeals to you. But in truth, there is within us a deep yearning for solitude, so that we can listen to the voice of our Father, Mother, God, to Spirit, and to all that are trying to communicate with us. So thank you for listening. May God bless you.